Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Why are you up so early?
I get up early because I have a day job.
Well, let's talk about the Ingham County districts. The redrawn lines have been decided. There were three plans. Two of them were dropped. Tell me about the process.
Well, the process is that five elected leaders of the county have the responsibility of determining the number of commission districts and determining how those districts are drawn. You have the city, the county prosecutor, the county treasurer, the county clerk, the Democratic chair, and the Republican chair of the county. And we are provided with advisors and resources to look at maps and explore maps. The map drawing process was a little different. This is my first apportionment. And I hope the last one, but it is certainly the
why?
First one.
Why do you hope it's the last?
Well, I hope it's the last with a majority of the, it depends on who has the pen, as they call it. The pen is the majority that is sitting on that five-member board, and it happens to be four Democrats to one Republican. It would have been nice to have at least one other Republican, so we need to get some Republicans elected in the county.
And you thought some of the comments that you made, you were really disappointed with this. But come on, going in, you had to know that if the Democrats had the majority, that's what was going to happen.
Definitely. I mean, being disappointed and being realistic is two different things. Of course, I was disappointed in the spirit of the event when we first got on. It was, of course, the honeymoon period. But then, you know, then lines were drawn. They stuck together and decided that they were going to put forth a proposal that I believe is not in keeping with the spirit of the law, and also not not in keeping with what the law requires.
So
I know that
it wasn't
numbers and percentages.
It wasn't fair, and you thought it was gerrymandering.
I thought it was gerrymandering, and I still do.
When we had the opportunity to talk with some folks involved, we hear that they felt that it was fair, that they wanted to keep such entities as Delhi Township together, and they felt that they did that, and they didn't want to draw funky, squiggly lines. They wanted to make sure that the districts were even, fair, and you don't think that that happened?
Well, if you look at it, they didn't want to draw funky, squiggly lines. It really, the Holt, people who live in Holt, my heart goes out to them, because they are, it is a funky, squiggly line. The law requires that the districts be contiguous, that they connect in some way, but when you have a two-block radius connecting the district with each other, you're literally driving around. You'll have one neighbor on one side of the street, and you'll go a couple blocks and you have a different commissioner. I mean, that is how this particular map is drawn. You literally look across the street and your neighbor has a different commissioner, and you can go another block away and it's another county commissioner. It is poorly drawn. So, I mean, the squiggly lines that they're talking about, it is a squiggly line. It really does look not like a square, because I know the county is not evenly squared. But it was not even an attempt to keep it square. I think that it was poorly drawn, and it was a poor proposal.
So, when I have Stuart Dunnings on the program tomorrow, what should I ask him?
Well, Stuart and Scherzing, they voted for the issue is that there's more Republicans in the rural areas. And what I said to the commission when I initially joined with this group, my initial comments were, Ingham County is very unique. It has rural areas, it has suburban areas, and it has an urban area. And those should be represented well. And it should also be represented with some diversity as well. And I think that taking a smidgen of South Lansing and adding it to Delhi, and actually taking a small section of Lansing, the South Lansing area, because that's what they did. They grabbed a small smidgen of South Lansing. I don't know that those individuals will be represented well in terms of the campaigns that, have to be put forth by the candidates if they're not expecting groups to vote, or if they're not, if they don't have a sufficient voice in their voting power. And so I think that the gerrymandering is there. They redrew the maps that they drew in 2000. So in 2000, they redrew the maps that they had in the rural areas, and that was not in keeping with the spirit of what I was there for. The population shifted from the Lansing area to the rural areas of Ingham County, and it supported keeping those districts intact. And what I was trying to get across was that we should probably keep the representation that the individuals currently have, or at least the districts that people have voting blocks, that people have been voting with in the rural areas, intact.
So should
but that was not happen.
Should the Republicans have the majority, I imagine the lines will be redrawn in their favor.
Well, I will say this, that we will watch the state House and the state Senate and look at the lines drawn by a Republican-controlled legislature. And I will hope that my party will do the right thing, and I hope that they do the right thing for all of the people of the state of Michigan. And so that's what I'm looking at this point.
Linda,
there's still an appeal process, so we are. It's up to the county to consider, or individuals to consider, whether they want to appeal those maps.
And the appeal process, what do you have to do, or have you already started that?
We have not. It has to be put forth by the county executive committee, or a private citizen can look at the maps and decide that, in Delhi, they could look at the maps and decide that we don't like the way it's drawn, we don't like the way it's being represented, and you can take it to court. There's other maps that were considered, and I would, the process is you can get an attorney and file an appeal for that.
Linda Tarver is the Ingham County Republican Party chairwoman. Thanks so much, Linda.
Take care.